We got a looming
okay or not okay
as football season is going to officially start soon at the Friday preseason game, 49ers and Broncos. 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick refused to stand up for the national anthem, and people have panties in major bunches. After the game, Colin said it's about police brutality and racism, and he didn't want to show pride for a country that, quote, oppresses black people and people of color. And before you mention his $126 million contract, he wasn't talking about himself. Right or wrong, he thinks that he's making a statement for people who don't have his platform. The question, as a protest, is it okay or not okay not to stand for the national anthem? Lindsay, I remember when you saw the story when you first walked in, you had some strong feelings about it.
Yeah, I think you stand. I don't think this is the right way to protest. I mean, this is your country. Millions of people have died, you know, in the name of our country, minorities included. So I think it's just disrespectful to not stand. I think there is maybe a different way to protest. I get where he's coming from, but I think it's just a huge sign of disrespect to not stand.
801-570-1019. Call or text. Let us know how you feel. He also says, or rather, Colin says he does not plan to stand in the future until things change, and he feels like the country is representing the people the way it's supposed to. I might forget. As a football player, you're used to sort of standing up for it the whole time. It may be 5 months from now.
You might forget.
You might just. I know. Like, and what kind of bothers me about this? I disagree with you, Lindsay. I think it's a completely acceptable nonviolent protest. I'm not the kind of guy to not stand during the national anthem. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I am the kind of guy who has occasionally forgotten, who has like gotten up about a bar or two into the song late, just because I've been busy talking to somebody next to me or whatever. I'm too focused on a hot dog. I've also forgotten to take my hat off during the national anthem at times, and I feel bad about it later.
Yeah.
But I think as a nonviolent protest, where we've seen recently people protesting by taking weapons to the streets and shooting at police officers, as a statement from an athlete, you know, to say, well, look, this is going to get a lot of attention. I'm paying more attention to this as if Colin Kaepernick wrote some sort of diatribe and posted it on his blog. Uh-huh. I'm standing up and taking notice, oddly enough, as he sat down.
Right.
You know, more than just kind of a statement from a football player.
Okay.
You know, a written statement.
So and in that way, it's an effective protest.
I think it's an effective, and again, nonviolent protest. Am I for not standing during the national anthem? No. But as a protest from his perspective, and Colin Kaepernick as a black dude, he's mixed race. I think it's fine. And, you know, getting the conversation going, if that's what he was attempting to do, I think it's good. But that's, you know, this is just one dude's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
One dude's opinion.
Okay or not okay.
On a Colin Kaepernick's decision to protest the current state of, like, police brutality and racism in the country by not standing up for the national anthem. And I think wherever you sit on this issue, it's
see what you did there.
It's better than the flag burn, or it's better than the drop pants and moon flag national anthem is going on.
I would agree with that, but still no good, I think.
The text that we've gotten at 801-570-1019.
We've got Drew who says, freedom of speech is important, but to protest against the very country that provides him opportunity to earn millions of dollars to throw a football is not the best way to represent his views. Go out and do something good to make a difference. And then Cindy is texting, while it's disrespectful, it's anyone's right to not stand. It's the way he went about it. For a guy bringing in $19 million a year, please kindly shut the hell up.
And where's Rob from, Dusty?
West Jordan.
Rob, talk to us.
Well, I just feel that Kaepernick being in the spotlight, everybody has a good point. It's his right to protest. You're right. It's a nonviolent protest. But me and you can do something like that, Fook. You know, we eat macaroni and cheese and top ramen. This guy, he eats steak, filet mignon. He could put his money somewhere, put his money where his mouth is, and show a better protest by, hey, I'm funding this and this to show the right, or I'm giving to the police department, or I'm giving to the victim fund. I mean, there's so much more he could have done. He did it in a non-creative way. And the thing is, he hurt people's feelings. And the thing is, in this country, you're dividing us. We need to be starting to stand together instead of standing separately.
That's just my opinion. I love your opinion. I love what you just said. I think that the non-action is definitely less effective. Like, do something about it rather than just not stand up. Do something. Show a way to unite people and do something and bring them together instead of divide.
I am refusing to eat macaroni and cheese and top ramen until Colin Kaepernick will stand up for the national anthem. That will be my protest against his protest.
You don't have a choice. We're poor.
Rob, hey, man. I like Rob's opinion. Should we give him a participation trophy?
Let's give you a participation trophy. We've got a couple options for you. Do you want to go to the Bees game on Thursday, Thirsty Thursday, or go see Pierce the Veil? They're coming to town, too.
I would rather go to the Bees game because it's my birthday.
Awesome. Well, happy early birthday. And yeah, let's get you a 4-pack of tickets for Thirsty Thursday so you can go have fun on your birthday.
Are you going to stand up for the national anthem at the Bees game?
I would, unless I'm focused in on a hot dog.
There are acceptable excuses.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There you go.
All right, hold on, Rob. One thing that would trend here and everything that everyone has commented on so far is that because he's rich, there's a problem with what he did. And I don't know if I like that. Like, if I there's something to be said for I'm famous, I get paid for what I do, I have a platform. I like what Rob said. Like, you can use what you've earned to do something a little bit more than just not stand up. But the idea of anybody who makes a few bucks not being able to say what they feel about a big social event in the country, I think that's short-sighted.
I agree with you there. I mean, if you have an opinion, it doesn't matter how much money you have. Do whatever you can. But yes, do something. Don't just sit.
Lindsay, you're not in the $100,000 tax bracket here, so just keep your mouth shut, please.
I'm not?
Okay.
I think I'm close. No, just kidding.